The future of reporting now.
This is Concordia News Radio.
Good morning. It is currently 2 degrees at the Loyola campus of Concordia University. I'm Gabrielle Lapierre-Leblanc. Here are today's headlines. Get ready to receive some cash. La CAQ will respect their promise and hand out money to Quebecers. Overpopulation of deers, a deer call organized by the General Dynamics Company, is happening this weekend. And will there be more fundings from the federal government to healthcare workers? The government will respect its promises. The government of Lacat will be handing out money to Quebecers to help them deal with the cost of living. Myriane, how much will be getting and when?
As we know, inflation is hitting pretty hard right now. This morning, the finance minister confirms that the government will be sending money to Quebecers.
I am pleased to confirm that we will proceed with a one-time cost of living adjustment.
However, experts are skeptics about this one-time check. They don't think it is the best way to deal with the high cost of living. Responding to that, Finance Minister Éric Girard said,
"It's because we trust Quebecers. We believe that Quebecers know best what's important to them."
Who is eligible for this money?
Everyone who is making less than $50,000 a year will receive a check of $600. And for those who make less than $100,000, will have $100.
And when will Quebecers receive this money?
They will receive the money starting the end of November until the end of the year. It's important to remember that the money will be sent through direct deposit or a check received by mail. People should not trust any fraudulent text messages coming from the government.
Despite the government giving a $2,500 bonus per semester to full-time students in select fields, there seems to be a noticeable decline in students in programs, especially education and health, such as nursing.
Xander Gott is a first-year student in engineering at McGill. That's one of the fields where Quebec is now paying students $2,500 a semester. However, that didn't affect Gott's choice. The new data shows that the tuition subsidies don't seem to be getting a lot of students to change what they will study. At the Université de Montréal, for instance, there are 1,850 students in education, a decline from the 2,000 students 2 years ago. That's a problem because Quebec is currently facing a province-wide teacher shortage.
I was going to go into engineering anyway. I mean, it's nice. I'm happy that I'm getting money, but it didn't affect my choice in any way.
Doreen Cahan is the Assistant Director of Human Resources at the English Montreal School Board. She says there is currently a shortage of teachers in the province and is hopeful that the $2,500 could advertise education so there can be more teachers in the field.
And it's a perfect way for students to consider teaching in the future, especially because of the shortage of teachers.
Education isn't the only area facing shortages. There is also a decline in people studying nursing, from 1,078 students 2 years ago to 829 today. Aaron Azarin, Concordia News.
In-person gatherings kill the social media star. With recent jobs layoffs affecting companies running social media platforms, are jobs inside tech and popular platforms in jeopardy? Connor Tomalty spoke with Doug Hollingworth, tech supervisor for Concordia University's CJ's building. Hollingworth spoke on if there are any potential consequences that impact the Montreal tech scene.
I would assume so, since it seems to be going on across the board. But I think it all depends on your level of essentialness, you know. For us, I guess we're technical staff. We're not, you know, we're actually needed in the building. So I think we'd be okay. But I mean, that's just a pure speculation right now.
How do you think that maybe the slowing of some traffic on, say, like social media platforms specifically, like if you look at Meta, like a huge component of the job layoffs is because they're not reaching as much traffic online as the height of the pandemic. Do you think that's something that's going to affect other social media platforms?
I'd say maybe people are just getting tired with certain, if you're asking me personally, I think some people are just getting tired with certain platforms, namely Facebook and maybe even Twitter. And that might be one of the reasons too.
Oh, so that could go into like popularity, you would say. Like, do you tech platforms, when it comes to popularity, you can really, you know, die off and it's hard for them to survive. Do you think that could easily play a factor?
I think so. I think, especially with Facebook, people are tired. I know a lot of people are just fed up with Facebook. I mean, I still have my account, but I don't like the way their advertising works. It never appeals to me. I'm tired of the content that's being pushed towards me. So sometimes I just decide to tune out.
Do you think that there is an ability for maybe Montreal Tech, especially like you're bringing up your job, for example, when it comes to working with Concordia, do you think that there's the unease that's there? Do you think is there any unease when it comes to job security in general?
I do think everybody always has at the back of their head an issue with job security, regardless of whether the economy is doing well or not. And I think right now, because everything you're reading in the newspapers is about, you know, recession, downturns and stuff like that, I think everybody has a legitimate reason to worry, regardless if they have job security or not.
That was Connor Tumulty speaking with Concordia Tech Supervisors for the Communications and Journalism Department, Doug Hollingworth. Another Molotov cocktail was discovered earlier this morning by Montreal police. Firefighters were called around 2 a.m. to the scene of the Bab Sharkey restaurant located on Deslauriers and Benjamin Houston Street. According to Jean-Pierre Briand, the spokesperson for the SPVM, the Syrian restaurant has known considerable damage. The case is now in the hands of the SPVM's arson squad, and the investigation is ongoing for now. The General Dynamic Company in Valleyfield is organizing a deer call this weekend. The purpose is to combat an overpopulation problem on this property. Zach Forte joins us live from the field. Zach, what exactly is going on with this deer situation?
Oh dear, a lot is going on here in Valleyfield. The number of deer, first of all, is a little bit crazy when we're looking at how much the territory of General Dynamics can actually naturally contain. Around 25 deer is the normal amount. There are 200, so this is an overpopulation problem like they have not seen in many years. What's going to happen is there is going to be an event over the weekend where company members, businessmen, anyone involved will be able to shoot these deer, have a deer cull in order to get that population down to normal, healthy rates.
All right, and Zach, how do the locals in Valleyfield feel about the situation?
I was able to speak to a couple of residents who did not feel like being reported. However, they did say that deer have been a bit of a problem. Also, the animal control in Valleyfield said that they are aware of the situation and are ready to recuperate deer's bodies after this call.
And is there anything else you can tell us about this deer call?
Well, I hope you like crossbows, because that is a very fun detail about this call in particular. General Dynamics is a multinational weapons manufacturer and defense contractor, and therefore shooting bullets is not the best place because there are explosives on the property. Crossbows will be used instead. I don't know if that's anything interesting, but it'll be definitely interesting to watch how the government and police response to this event is.
Perfect. That was Zach Forty from the field. Thank you, Zach. Be aware of fake cops that are roaming close to vaccination centers. As strange as it sounds, the Garde Nationale du Québec is a conspiracy theorist group that has for mission to shut down every vaccination centers in Quebec. In a communique they sent to the SPVM, the group described themselves as sheriff as they explained their plan to start making citizens' arrests, a model after the American justice system. The SQ confirms these right-winged soldiers are fake and not recognized by law. Benoit Richard, spokesperson for SQ, says the group could face legal consequences. Canada's health ministers met up yesterday in an effort to raise funding from the federal government for healthcare. The talk fell short, leaving many medical activists unhappy. Dylan Bosniakis has the story.
Many medical activists are upset with the ending to yesterday's health ministers' meeting. They believe that no immediate actions have been taken to increase the funding of healthcare from the federal government. Head of the Canadian Medical Association, Dr. Alika Lafontaine, expressed her disappointment with the meeting's lack of progress. She discussed how healthcare providers are burning out at an alarming rate. This will lead patients to continue struggling with delayed access to the care they need. Many Canadians are disappointed that the premiers were not willing to take the necessary steps to address this issue. In a statement from Honorable Jean-Yves Duclos, the premier premiers called the meeting a failure before the meeting had even ended. Duclos is encouraging the premiers to work together on core changes that would help improve the healthcare system in the imminent future. While many Canadians are frustrated with the lack of solutions, Dr. Lafontaine is still encouraged that an agreement could be reached with the federal government. This was the first in-person health ministers meeting since 2018 due to the COVID-19 pandemic. No other meeting has been planned, but medical activists all across Canada will continue to advocate for major changes in the healthcare system. This is Dylan Bosanakis in NDG for Concordia News.
Quebec is well represented at the U Sports Soccer Championship. Toronto is hoping to give Houston a couple of problems tonight, and the Habs beat the Red Wings in a shootout. Here's Andreas Antoine with all of your sports news.
So their captain, 23-year-old Nick Suzuki, he scores. Wow.
To the less than enthusiastic Detroit crowd, Captain Nick Suzuki scored the final shootout goal to give the Canadiens a 3-2 win. Mike Hoffman also had a pair of goals. The 6-6-1 Montreal Canadiens host the Vancouver Canucks tonight off of their 6-4 win against the Ottawa Senators last night.
Screen in front, the down rebound scores, and it's McDavid who finds the loose puck and buries it to make.
Connor McDavid scored his league-leading 14th goal to beat the Tampa Bay Lightning 3-2 last night in the Sunshine State. Unfortunately, Oilers forward Evander Kane had to exit the game after his wrist was accidentally cut by an opponent's skate. He was taken to the hospital and is in stable condition.
Just gotta stay for the game plan. We want to win, we gotta be able to be disruptive without.
Montreal's Chris Boucher talks about what it takes to win later today. The Toronto Raptors look to rebound tonight after their loss to the Chicago Bulls two nights ago. They play the last place Houston Rockets. The men's and women's youth sports soccer championships kick off tomorrow, and Quebec has two teams in each tournament. University of Quebec, Trois-Rivières, and the Montreal Carabins are in Kamloops. And for the women, which are being hosted in Laval at Quebec, the Carabins, again, who won both the league, are representing there also. And that's all your news in sports.
Thanks, Andreas. That was Andreas Antoine with sports. Premier Justin Trudeau will be making history in Canada's next drag race, Canada vs. the World. It was revealed in the upcoming series' first trailer that Justin Trudeau will be in the workroom where 9 drag queens from all around the world will get to meet and ask Canada's leaders questions. A nice step for Canada's LGBTQ+ community. It's about to get warm again. Our highs will be in the double digits tomorrow, right through Saturday. It'll be sunny for the rest of the week, but expect a few showers on Saturday. Then things start to get chilly. We have sunshine and a high of only 5 degrees on Sunday. And it doesn't look like things will get any warmer next week. That's your news to 11:30. Thanks for listening. For Concordia News, I'm Gabrielle Laperre-Leblanc.